T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, we are pleased to welcome in this next gentleman. He's been a guest with us on a number of occasions. He's one of the great college basketball coaches of all time. Should be in the Hall of Fame, will be in the Hall of Fame one day. And I might add, runs probably the best fish fry in this part of the country. I'm talking about West Virginia's Bob Huggins. Hey, Bob, good morning. How are you?
Hi, Bob.
I'm doing well, guys. How about you?
How'd that fish fry turn out? Did you raise a little money for a very good cause?
Yeah, we did. We grossed over $400,000 and netted over $300,000.
Pretty good day. Calipari was involved in that. I was able to come down. I really enjoyed it, Bob. Hey, when I talked to you that day, we were hoping you might end up in Pittsburgh for the tournament, but I guess the committee didn't see it that way and sent you all the way to San Diego.
Put me as far away from you guys as they could.
How do you feel about the seed and where you're going?
I kind of like our seed, actually. We were there, I want to say, in 2001 when I was at Cincinnati, and I really liked the venue. I thought it was a great place to shoot. I like it. I like where we are. Obviously, the games are going to be hard. I think Murray State's way better than what people give them credit for. But I like where we are. I like how we're playing right now. I think we'll be fine.
I was just going to ask you that. Do you like how your team is playing? Everybody says it doesn't, your record really doesn't matter if you're playing well at this time of the year and you're healthy. Are you healthy, and why do you like how you're playing?
Yeah, we're pretty healthy. I mean, we've played well in a conference tournament other than the last 2 minutes against Kansas. But we played well the first two games and well pretty much the entire Kansas game until the end.
Bob, I thought they were going to put you in Boise with Calipari.
Well, Cal called me and said that, we're going to be in the same bracket, and I texted him back and said, see you in Boise. And by the way, Ron, the fish fry was a smashing success in spite of Cal.
Yeah, he complained about signing all those basketballs. He said you took them away from practice.
Hey, $40,000 for my mom's endowment for cancer research. Listen, there's no doubt in my mind, Ron, that Cal will get even.
Bob, I wanted to ask you about something one of your players said this weekend. Said that you guys are the hardest working team in America. Do you agree with that?
Well, that's hard to say definitively, but we work pretty hard.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know anything else.
Yeah.
I mean, I grew up playing for my dad. My dad, if we had a 4-hour practice, we thought it was an off day. So I just kind of grew up, that way. Grew up trying to, make sure that all your bases are covered.
We're talking to West Virginia coach Bob Huggins here on the Cook and Pony Show. Bob, I got to think one of the hardest parts of college coaching is you get to know these guys. You have them for 4 or 5 years if you're lucky. Some coaches don't have them for 4 or 5 years, and then all of a sudden you got to say goodbye to them. You have a couple in Miles and Carter. Can you just talk a little bit about how much they've meant to the program, and I assume how much you're going to miss them when they're gone?
Well, Ron, they were a part really of getting us back on track. We were pretty good for a while, and then we had a really down year with a bunch of guys that really didn't buy in. I had one guy come in when the season was over and said, he didn't think we were using them properly. And I said, I can't agree more. I mean, you took the most amount of shots on the whole team and finished as our sixth leading scorer. So I agree. We haven't handled you very well. You need to take a hell of a lot less shots, So I don't know, man. Those guys came in and unbelievable attitudes. They are phenomenal. They've been, JC was just picked as the number one academic All-American in the country. He's going to get more awards as this goes forward, and he's never lost his humility. He's number one in line to any kind of volunteer work, and to go see a kid with cancer in the hospital, to go see someone who had an accident, to whatever anybody asks, he's there. And Dax is the same way. I mean, they're two guys who care about people, and they've done a great job academically. They've done a great job socially, and they're pretty doggone good players.
Bob, earlier you said that this team had killed Press Virginia. Has that changed? Has the defense been better?
We don't have the foot speed we had before, and two, we don't have the depth that we had before. And we've tried, you know, we've tried to throw guys in there and get depth. One of those two guys come out, we suffer dramatically. And when we got to take both of them out, we might as well stand in a 2-3 zone, you know, because we just can't do what we have to do. We can't cover the ground that we need to cover.
How much does having the shot blocker back there make up for some of that?
Well, if it wasn't for him, we'd probably give up more points than anybody in the country. He makes an incredible difference. And, I mean, he blocks shots, he changes shots. And, you know, there's been many times where people just don't even go in there. You know, they'll bring it down, stop, and shoot a jump shot rather than challenge him at the rim.
Bob, I don't know if I've seen a guy use the two-hand shot block as much as him. Where'd he get that from?
I got no idea. Sure wasn't me. Ron Brown remembers me playing. I was rather grounded.
I do remember you playing, actually. I am that old.
I was
so
grounded.
I do remember you. Bob, when we had you on before, too, you also said there are some nights, damn, if you could make a shot. How's the shooting been? Are you better? Are you more comfortable with the offense?
Yeah, I think we are. You know, if we could ever get everybody making shots, you know, at the same time. The two guys that made shots for us early, when we made the run early, Beadle Bolden and Lamont West, have not shot the ball near as well. And both of them, you know, we went through a deal where they had the flu, and Beadle's been banged up. I mean, Beadle's taken 38 charges this year. He's 150 pounds. So, you know, he's given up his body for the cause, but it's paid a little toll on him, I think. He's not shooting the ball as well. I think both of those guys are about ready to break out of it, and then when they do, then we'll have more than those two guys that can make shots and score, and it'll make us a whole lot better. We'll be able to get people spread again.
Bob, coaches this time of year always say their opponent is underrated here. Why are you saying that about Murray State? What makes them a legitimate threat to you guys?
Well, I just got done watching their last six games, and they're talented. Stark is very good. You know, he's a guy who was at Tulane and transferred in there. Their bigs are good. They can make shots. Their point guard, I think, is really good. I mean, their point guard's really good in any league in America. I mean, he's as good pushing the ball and making decisions in transition as anybody we've played all year.
Bob, for a mid-major team, do they have size?
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they're 6'9", 6'9", and then they bring another 6'9" off the bench. And they're not just, you know, they're not 6'9" stiffs. They're 6'9" athletes.
Bob, how do you think the games against Kansas will help you, hurt you, maybe have no effect on the tournament? That was the one hurdle you guys couldn't get over in the Big 12. Do you think that will, in any way, there's something to be learned or something that will assist you in this journey now from matching up with them as many times?
They would have beat the Celtics the way they played against us in Kansas City last week.
They didn't miss?
Oh, it's incredible how they shot the ball. And, you know, when you go back and look at it, you're like, well, we got to do a better job defensively. I don't know if we can. I don't know if we can guard them better than what we guarded them. We had pressure on the shot. They shot the ball over top of us, which is difficult. And it wasn't just one guy. I mean, they had a bunch of guys making shots.
We're talking to West Virginia coach Bob Huggins here on the Cook and Pony Show. Bob, I know you follow college basketball closely. You've had some great games and rivalries with Pitt over the years, and I just wanted to get your thoughts on what's going on up here with the program. I know when we had you on before, you said you know Kevin Stallings, you liked him, think he's a good coach. After 2 years to be fired, I'm going to assume, and they say you never assume, that you don't like to see a coach fired after just 2 years.
Well, I don't like to see any coach fired, to be honest with you. I think Kev was in a really, really difficult position coming in there, and he's a good coach now. I mean, you look at his record over the years, he's a good coach. But I don't know the inner workings. I know Heather well from working with her at Cincinnati. So, I mean, I'm sure she's got a plan. I mean, she's a very, very bright person, I can tell you that.
Bob, one of the things that people say here about Pitt struggles is the conference change going from the Big East to the ACC, that they haven't found their footing in a new league. You guys have been able to do that. Why do you think you were able to have success in a league that wasn't geographically the right place necessarily for you?
Well, we didn't do it in the beginning, actually. It took us a while. You know, you go from the Big East, and our roster was built to play in the Big East. And, you know, that's big, strong post guys. You know, probably not near as mobile. It was more, I mean, honestly, it was more smack in the mouth basketball than it was anything else. It was very physical, so you had to have some guys with some girth, and then we go from that to a league where they run up and down like a track meet, and you know it took some time. I think that's true of Pitt. You know, they went from the same thing, the Big East, where, I mean, you guys have seen those Big East games. They're brutal, or were brutal, and then you go to the ACC where it's more up tempo, it's more skill, and it takes a while.
You know, you're talking our era, Bob, in your face, smack you in the face. That was the type of basketball when you played, man.
That's because I was grounded. You know? I always had my feet on the floor.
Bob, one of the things that sprung up this year with you guys was that game in Kansas where you only shot two free throws, and you said afterwards, you know, why isn't the official here? Why aren't the referees here? Well, I'm now looking at a story that Ted Valentine isn't going to work the NCAA tournament, and they're alluding back to something that happened earlier this year where he turned his back on a player. So is that the kind of accountability you're hoping for, Bob, that when somebody either has a bad game or maybe a bad run that the refs actually have to answer for those mistakes?
Well, I really don't want to answer any of that on the grounds it may incriminate me. I've already got a reprimand. I'm kind of staying out of that stuff now.
Well, after I guess
listen, I'm going to retire here in the next few years. By God, put me on then. I'll have plenty to say.
How long are you going to go?
That's a good question.
Are you at the year-by-year basis now? Hey, we're all day-by-day, let's be honest here. But are you still having fun? Do you still want to keep going? Health permitting, obviously.
Well, you know, I've always said, people ask me how long you're going to do this, and my answer always has been, as long as I enjoy it and as long as I can bring energy and enthusiasm to the job. I don't want to be a guy hanging on just to hang on, you know, just to do whatever. I love basketball. I mean, Ron, you know my background. I grew up in a gym. I was in a gym before I could walk, and grew up around what I think some of the great coaches of all time. My dad, Ed McCluskey, you know, John Miller. Actually, John Miller was young when I was a kid, you know, kind of being around those guys and listening to them talk basketball. And I've been blessed. I just wrote a note to Dale Brown, and you know, and I said to him that I have been blessed. I've been blessed to be around Al McGuire, Jerry Tarkanian, and Louis Karnisek. I mean, you name it. I mean, Pete Newell. I've spent afternoons with Pete Newell talking basketball, and you know who gets to do those kinds of things? So I feel very blessed.
Bob, you mentioned John Miller. Obviously, Sean at Arizona was involved in this allegations at the end of the season. Are you at all worried about the scandal in college basketball, the FBI taking away from the tournament at all?
I don't think it's going to take away from the tournament. They're not going to let it take away from the tournament. Do I think we have some issues? Yeah, I do. I mean, but you know what? You can't have, what do we have, 360-some entities and not have a problem? I mean, and you know, I said, really, if we were, which we kind of are, a major corporation and that the NCAA makes billions and billions of dollars off of Division I basketball, to have a few problems, most people would take that, you know, say, okay, we had a couple of bad apples, let's get rid of them. But by and large, things are pretty good. I don't know how deep it is. I don't know how deep it goes. But I mean, it's anytime you have the entities involved that we have involved, you have a chance for corruption. And you know, I honestly don't know. I know this. I mean, people ask me, are you worried? I'm like, man, I sleep like a baby. I look at my team. I got a whole bunch of guys that everybody else said weren't good enough, and they came here to prove they are.
Bob, we appreciate it as always.
Thanks, Bob.
Can we make a deal? If you get to San Antonio for the Final Four, will you find a little time for us that week?
Well, absolutely. You know, I've been getting all this stuff in the mail here lately, and they asked me to present. Cal is getting some, I don't know what the heck he's getting. He's getting some award, like he needs another one. But he's getting some award, and they said that he asked me to present it to him. So I'm not sure how that'll go.
Has it ever gone the other way around? Have you ever asked him to present something to you?
Listen, I can't get a word in. I mean, I get hello, and then Cal's like goes for about 20 minutes, and then says, "Hey, I got to run. I'll call you back." And then he never calls me back.
Hey,
I don't get a word in.
Hey, Bob, good luck in San Diego, man, and we're gonna hold you to that San Antonio week promise, okay?
Hey, Ron, I'm in.
All righty.
See you, Bob.
Thanks,
okay.
Bob. Bob Huggins, always a joy for us, Andrew. Always, always,
yeah,
always a joy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.